Welcome to Prep with Mike. Today I have a homework assignment for you. In fact, I'm going to be giving you homework assignments quite frequently here on prepwithmike.com. Practical preparedness solutions for the hits the fan situation that has already arrived. You notice we're no longer talking about, oh, it's coming. It's here. It's here. If you live in any Democrat-run city, it's already here. Might be at your doorstep. But today, the homework assignment has to do with the fact that most of us in America, we've grown too accustomed to an easy life. And as a result of that, most of us, most Americans, find it incredibly difficult to transition into a lifestyle that lacks the luxuries that we've grown used to. So preparedness becomes very difficult for people. Transitioning into a grid down situation or an active state of war or food shortages, all these things are very difficult for people to manage. Whereas if you go into a third world country, and remember, I've lived in many other countries around the world. Most recently lived 2 years in Ecuador. And Ecuador, even though it's not a third world country, it's certainly not as developed as the United States. And if the power goes out, which happens very frequently in rural Ecuador, it's not an emergency. It's not a big deal because people live closer to the basics every single day, so they can manage it more easily. More people grow food in their yards routinely and so on. Whereas in America, people freak out big time when things stop working. And, oh my God, my washing machine stopped working. What am I going to do for clean clothes? Well, hey, if you ever lived in Ecuador, you'd know that you can wash clothes by hand and you can dry clothes by hand. You can use the sun as the dryer and you can use your hands and a washboard and a bucket of water and some soap as the washing machine. In fact, that's how clothes were washed for thousands of years before washing machines came along. So the homework assignment for you today is something that's designed to help you shape your mind, become more adaptive and resilient to the difficulties that are going to be coming. And for this homework assignment, I want you to take some action that makes your life less convenient. I want you to do it on purpose. Now, maybe this sounds a little bit like a Fight Club, you know, where the assignment was to go out and start a fight. You know, it's kind of that thing, actually. I want you to make your life less convenient because I want you to discover what it takes to overcome losing something, some luxury that you currently depend on. So, where it's safe to do so, of course, I don't want you to endanger yourself or anyone else, but do something like shut off the power to your house for a weekend. Just try to live without power for a weekend. See what that's like. Or unplug your washing machine and do laundry by hand. Guess what? You'll find out you're really not equipped to do laundry by hand. It's harder than it looks, especially if you don't have a hand-cranked wringer, which I just recently purchased, by the way, for this very reason, because I am making sure that I've got everything I need to do laundry by hand. Maybe unplug your refrigerator. Now, you might ruin a lot of food. I'm not asking you to do that, but you could simulate that you've unplugged it. You could just not be able to use it for a weekend. How would you live without using your refrigerator? How would you live without using your stove? What if you had no electricity or no natural gas, whatever your stove is powered with? Could you cook meals in your backyard or on your porch? Do you know how to use a camp stove? Do you have one? Maybe a little rocket stove. Could you find fuel, leaves and twigs and pine cones or whatever you've got to power a little wood-fired stove? Do you have an outdoor grill, a little charcoal grill? Could you boil a pot of water? Could you make some rice? Could you grill up some hamburgers, you know? Could you survive without your stove working? And if this doesn't interfere with your career, what about your car? Could you get by without your car for just a weekend or maybe 3 days? What about your mobile phone? Oh, yeah, I know. That's the big one, right? Can't live without your mobile phone. Yeah, I agree. That's tough to do for all of us. But what would happen if you didn't have your mobile phone for a weekend? Could you turn it off and put it away for one weekend? What about accessing the internet? Could you go internet free for a weekend? You see what I'm saying? It's time to start deliberately making your life less convenient, because in doing this, you're going to find out more about what you're lacking in terms of preparedness. Do you know how to start a fire, you know, to cook something? You'd be amazed how that skill, that simple skill, is utterly lacking in the population. Even when people have lighters, I'm talking about. I'm not talking about making a fire bow and having to start it, you know, the way Native Americans did, you know, heating up a piece of wood and blowing on it and using your fire bow for 30 minutes to try to get the wood to have embers. That's a very difficult way to start a fire. I'm talking about with a lighter, just knowing how to build up a fire, how to start with kindling, how to start with, you know, leaves and dried grass and things that burn quickly, and then how to build it up into twigs and then sticks and then logs and so on. Just that skill, sort of an old, you know, Cub Scouts skill or Boy Scouts or whatever. A lot of people don't have that skill. But to summarize this, and the bottom line here is that a lot of preparedness is, people mistakenly think it's about stuff. It's about having ammo and guns and gear and food and so on. And that's certainly part of it. But the far more important part of preparedness is preparing your mind. And I got to tell you, and don't take offense at this, but your mind has been soft. So has mine. We've all lived lives that are too easy, too luxurious, too soft. And if you don't take steps, active steps, to harden your will and broaden your adaptation of skills and knowledge, then you could have all the stuff in the world, but you don't know how to use it. You don't have the mindset to use it. You don't have what it takes to be a survivor in difficult circumstances, because all you've ever had to do is press a button to do the dishes, press a button to wash your clothes, press a button to open the garage door, press a button to start your car and drive it and go get groceries. And guess what? All that button pressing, those aren't survival skills. When all these systems fail, and I know you already know this, I'm just reminding you, when all these systems fail, those buttons won't work anymore. So we're all going to have to stop pressing buttons and get off our butts and start physically working to survive. It's hard to survive without modern day conveniences. It's hard to survive without electricity. It's hard to survive without running water. That's another thing you can do, is pretend that your tap water doesn't work. I mean, shut off the water main to the house for a weekend. And then what do? You know, start testing yourself. Start training yourself. Don't live an easy life, because an easy life makes people dead when it comes to hard times. A hard life keeps you alive during hard times. An easy life is just a suicide track. And this is one reason why I've taken steps over the years to do difficult things, like learn how to fly airplanes, or raise backyard chickens. I've acquired mechanical skills, living on a ranch, things that I never thought I would know how to do, how to repair tractors, for example. I've deliberately made my life more difficult in terms of skills. And that's something that I encourage you to do as well. So if you're up for it, I'll keep dishing out homework assignments here, okay, from time to time at prepwithmike.com. And remember, beneath the list of podcasts and videos at prepwithmike.com, there's a list of in-stock items from the Health Ranger store. These are items that we have in stock that are ready to ship. Preparedness items, including our Ranger buckets, which are storable food, certified organic. It's usually out of stock, which is why you don't see it there. But when it's in stock, you will see it at prepwithmike.com, along with these podcasts and videos. I've got some videos coming up, very good instructional videos on firearms and holsters and things like that as well. Things I think you'll find quite fascinating. So I'll do my best to bring you more information, and you keep doing your best to practice and expand your skills, and you can make it through what's coming. We all can. The unprepared won't, but you and I can. It's not that difficult to survive this, frankly. We just have to have a little bit of knowledge and practice in advance. So that's my goal, to bring you that. Prepwithmike.com. Thank you for listening.